Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
This is a momentous day. This is actually the reason I wanted to be here on the air today, so I could share this story in particular. Listen.
You're so weird.
I'm not. Okay. Okay, smarty. Well, let's let the listener be the judge of that, okay? Because it was on this day in 1974. No, I did not turn three. I wasn't quite 3 years old yet. It was on this day in 1974 that a pack of Juicy Fruit gum made history.
Did it stop a bullet or something? Was it in somebody's pocket and stopped a bullet? I like it when that happens.
Not quite.
Oh.
It also didn't have flavor that lasted longer than 30 seconds.
Still doesn't.
Seriously, with the Juicy Fruit,
yeah,
right?
It's not very...
It's delicious for the first four chews.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
Is it Double Bubble, the ones that come in their powdery pink stuff? Is that the one?
Yes,
I think so.
It's called Double Bubble?
It used to be.
And then your jaw
is hard.
So sore.
You know, you can buy that bulk, right?
Yes, probably
do know that. Like at the Costco's and the
like a big jug of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people I play ball with usually carry those things around, right?
The Double Bubble?
Yeah.
Well, they carry it around because it only lasts for 2 seconds.
That's a good point. You need the whole thing. Anyway, that's not why Juicy Fruit made history on this day in 1974. On this day in 1974, Juicy Fruit, a 10-pack of chewing gum, made history because it was the first item ever purchased by scanning a barcode.
Oh my gosh, I knew this.
Directly into a cash register.
I remember this. That's pretty exciting.
The more you know.
What kind of fruit is Juicy Fruit supposed to taste like? Because it doesn't taste like any fruit I've ever had. Is it? What is the flavor in there?
Fruity fruit.
With like all of the fruit, like a blend of fruit?
Exactly.
Is that what it's supposed to taste
Probably
like?
Probably pectin too is in there. Yeah, it's all the fruits.
Pectin is for jam.
Well, inject it?
I'm just asking, what kind of fruit? It doesn't taste like apples. It doesn't taste like bananas. Is it some like fancy fruit from far away? What kind of fruit is in Juicy Fruit? Or what kind of fruit is it supposed to taste like or smell like?
You are asking questions that I do not have the answer to, but I'm going to Google it right now. What kind of fruit is in Juicy
Well, what's it based on?
Gum.
Like, I just want to know what it's supposed to taste like.
Remember what we talked about not too long ago with fabulous, gorgeous new Google studio or office in downtown Kitchener at the Bright Up Block.
Yes.
And every query, every search term that goes into Google shows up on their wall. So now, as I hit enter, what kind of fruit is in Juicy Fruit gum? Just scrolled across the wall down there on Bright Up Street.
But probably you're not the only one Googling Juicy Fruit, but other people are looking for different things.
Don't you? You have to spell it differently if you want that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh.
Which fruits? Are you kidding me with this answer? Google, I love you. Which fruit serves as the model for its flavor?
Yeah.
Is kept vague in advertising. However, they have characterized
vague. There's not a fruit on the label.
You don't want to give away industry secrets, I guess.
That is more than vague.
In 2003, they created an advertising campaign that characterized it as a combination of banana and pineapple.
Mm.
Polly, where's my The More You Know again? Come on.
You put a little rum in there and now we're talking.
Now you got a cocktail.
That's some good gum. So beep. Went
First
over
time.
The thing.
And of course, they did not keep said pack of gum because they knew the historical significance of the purchase. They gave it right back. That pack of gum, now in the Smithsonian.
Well, I bet you that doesn't last very long at all anymore. You got like 40-year-old Juicy Fruit in the Smithsonian.
That's the longest lasting Juicy Fruit ever.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.